to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thanks, Juliana. One of the healthiest things we can do for our minds and bodies is love other people, to care for their needs, to pay attention to what's going on in their lives. That love and care lowers our stress levels and allows our bodies to heal faster and more completely. So, how do we love people? Here's a story that illustrates what love looks like. I call it the birthday party.
It's going to be the event of the year. Mrs. Peterson smiled at her young daughter. It does sound like fun, she agreed. When's this epic ordeal supposed to take place? 1 week from tomorrow, Roseanne announced. Hold on a minute, the woman interrupted, lifting her hand. 1 week from tomorrow? That's the evening we volunteer at the shelter. So I'll miss a night, Mrs. Peterson frowned. Roseanne, we're short-handed as it is. You've got to come, or we won't be able to prepare enough food. The girl blinked. Mom, we're talking Carla Bartlett here. Her dad's the mayor of the whole city. To not show up would be, like, the worst thing I could do. The shelter's important too, honey. Besides, you promised me you'd be there. I'm counting on you. Roseanne closed her eyes. She'd been invited to the event of the year, and now she'd have to pass so she could feed a bunch of bums. The big day came, but instead of dressing up in her finest attire, Roseanne slunk into the car wearing a faded jogging suit and a frown. Looks like a good bunch tonight, Mrs. Peterson said as she guided the old Chevy into an empty parking space. Yeah, the girl sighed. You'd think they could skip a meal now and then. Roseanne joined into the activity, but her mind wasn't on her job. It was across town, at the big mansion where she knew laughter was filling the evening air. Do you want more? The girl asked, standing by the single table at the window. Oh, yes, came the quick reply from Mr. Marlin, a regular at the shelter. I love hotcakes and fruit, he paused. Today's kind of special. Yeah, it's Tuesday, Roseanne remarked coldly. No, that's not it. It's October 17, my birthday. And my wife used to fix me hotcakes on my birthday. These kind of taste like hers. The girl nodded. Well, thank you. I'll get you some more. You know, a lot of people don't bother with us street bums. Then he smiled. My wife used to throw me a party every year. Made hotcakes, you know, just like these. Roseanne nodded and hurried to the kitchen. What was happening to her? She was supposed to be mad about missing the event of the year, but all she could think about was some lady she'd never met making hotcakes for the old man sitting by the window. She glanced at her mother. Hey, Mom, Roseanne called. Want to go to a party? Mr. Marlin was sitting watching the traffic flow by when he heard someone call his name. Turning, he was startled to see the entire kitchen staff approaching his table. In Roseanne's outstretched hands was a plate of steaming hotcakes with a single lit candle jutting out of the fruit syrup. Seeing tears fill the old man's eyes, the girl quickly said, I hear it's your birthday. Mind if we help you celebrate? Two parties took place that evening in Roseanne's town. One was the event of the year. The other wasn't.
Jesus said, Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Matthew 25:40. That's what love looks like.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!